4 ridiculous lawsuits. Having a working justice system is important. However, sometimes things can get a bit silly, as these 4 lawsuits clearly show.
The employee. A woman tried to sue the owner of the building where she works because she was attacked by a seagull. Kathy Kelly, who was injured as she was leaving work, took 2 weeks sick leave after the attack. She claims that the owner of the building is to blame for not taking sufficient care of it. However, the court dismissed her case because the gull had probably come from a nearby rubbish dump.
The pimp. Sir Giorgio Sanford Clardy once tried to sue Nike for $100 million. Clardy, who was a pimp, had been given a 100-year prison sentence for a crime he committed while wearing a pair of Nike Air Jordan sneakers. He reportedly kicked a customer who was trying to leave a Portland motel without paying. In the trial, Clardy claimed that the shoes he was wearing should have come with a warning label advising wearers that when used as a weapon, they could cause serious damage. The judge threw the case out.
The customer. A customer at McDonald's tried to sue the firm for $1.5 million because he was only given 1 napkin in his order. Webster Lucas, 59, claims that when he asked for more, the manager became rude and unhelpful. The 2 men got into an argument, which quickly escalated. Lucas claimed that he suffered undue mental anguish as a result after he was given just 1 napkin. "I am an immaculately clean person," Lucas told the Huffington Post. "I saw food particles on the table and wanted to clean them up."
The flood victim. Floods in the Denver area in September 2014 caused substantial destruction. But thanks to the efforts of rescue workers, the death toll wasn't as high as it might have been. One such victim, Roy Ortiz, was trapped in his car when rescue workers risked their lives to save his. However, Ortiz then went on to sue them for $500,000. Ortiz claims rescue workers didn't arrive fast enough while he was trapped inside his car and that his pleas for help via mobile phone were ignored. How ridiculous!